Welcome back to the JMBA Neighbor Gamers Podcast. We are a couple of guys, and along with a couple of friends, that enjoy video games, movies, and entertainment. My name is Bay, and I'm joined with a few neighbors today, Jay, Hypatia, and Kevin. And today's episode, we're going to do a few things. We're going to talk about LEGO Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga. All of us have played a number of episodes of that, and Jay's gone through the whole game, rolled credits on it. And then we're going to do a complete re-review of The Batman and do some other things related to Twitter and news, like what's going on with this El Muerto, Bad Bunny, and Sony putting out a new Marvel hero. So let's do this first. Let's get reunited with our neighbors here. And Hypatia was with us on episode 20. And
wow, that was a long time ago.
It was. It was almost, almost a year ago.
Whoa.
May 26, 2021.
Whoa. Cool.
And wow. Here we are in episode 69. So let's do this first, Hypatia and Kevin, because I know you both played Mass Effect. Tell us, you know, did you finish the game? And what did you think of Mass Effect?
So I basically finished the Legendary Edition. You kind of know what happened. So I'm kind of waiting to, as soon as kind of some errands and stuff that happen in my kind of personal life, is to kind of add PC mods to it to just kind of, you know, enrich the gameplay a little bit. Now that mods have come out for exactly the Legendary Edition, so I can kind of see what that looks like. But yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, kind of getting that going in you know, a couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, nice. I finished it. I went through the main campaign. It was my second or third time playing it, but first on Legendary Edition. And then I tried to platinum it because the only trophy remaining was hardcore mode. And then I realized I'm not that good at Mass Effect. So I got through about a couple hours of the first game again on hardcore and just gave up on it there. But
so it was hardcore. Is that like, you know, 10 times harder than the normal mode or what?
I just kept like getting shot once and
dying. Oh, one shot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was not for me. But no, it's like their expert mode, I guess. But
okay. Wow. You guys recommend it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I mean, we love the game. I think they're coming out with a fourth one, or an official fourth one to the Shepard trilogy, supposedly, and that's like in development. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Well. And I know they did their homework. We're going to talk about The Batman. Jay?
Yes. You know, I ran a poll, a brief poll, just on Instagram. It was only for 24 hours. It was my first story thing for using it for, like, data. You know, all you guys that looked at it, my friends, I'm going to call you out. You all look at it, and then you don't say anything. Like, four people responded. 100%, Bay. That's not a big sample size. Not a big sample size, but 100% of them said he whispers.
Walk me through this. What was your question?
I said, does Batman whisper in the Batman?
Batman whisper. Hey, you know what? I started listening to it, and
I too voted,
over.
So, you know, it's on much.
They all said he whispered.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a whisper. I actually think it's like
breathy.
Yeah. Okay. It's, you know how
like Britney Spears. Britney Spears is like nasally, right?
Well, Christian Bale has like his raspy, you know, forceful enunciation of Batman, and I think this is just like, hey, it's just a little gauge down, and more subtle. More mysterious.
More mysterious. So I looked up, because I need to double check myself. So it's, how do you spell whisper? And they put whisper, the Batman. And then an article came up that said for the first 2 weeks of filming, he was trying to find his voice and he was whispering.
Oh, wow.
So it's already, I'm like, I knew it. I knew there was something up. I didn't even look at this before until now.
Okay.
You know, like in Lucille and Edward, you know, DC fans. Look at me, didn't vote. You looked at it.
Okay. So let's ask Kevin and Hypatia. What do you think? Is he whispering? You're not going to hurt my feelings if you're
going to whisper. You won't hurt my feelings.
I mean, I think it is his attempt to do the Christian Bale voice, but it is definitely a whisper.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's a whisper, and I think it's his take because it feels like a very, you know, not bootleg Batman, because I really liked the movie, and that's not kind of the phrasing I want to use, but he is very, like, homegrown Batman, and he doesn't have the fancy gadgets,
mm-hmm.
you know, he doesn't have, like, Lucius Fox or whatever his name is to kind of back him.
Right.
He has, like, a car.
To speak up.
Yeah, to be...
That's right.
He has a car that's modded, clearly not a tank, and so I feel like he's, like, an angsty teenager young Batman.
Okay.
And that's his, like... I think his approach to it, because he's definitely a younger Batman. He's got like the emo bangs. Like I think that's his his vibe.
Yeah. Did you appreciate how they didn't make him such the playboy of Bruce Wayne?
I think that's fine. You know, it was clearly like a Batman detective film.
Yes.
You know, like Alfred Hitchcock, like L.A. Noir.
Nice.
Epic novel vibe.
Okay, I like that. Wow. And you know what? Let's jump right into this. I was looking at Twitter, and one of the funnier tweets that I saw was this little cartoon of Batman looking at the Riddler, and Batman saying, "You're a psychopath," and the Riddler is singing, "Ave Maria." So, and before we jump right into that, hey, like Batman wise, like I'm trying to get a gauge of what your experience is with the previous movies. Who's your Kevin first? Who was your favorite Batman?
I mean, it's not a hot take, but I think Christian Bale. I grew up with Batman being my favorite superhero. Mm. So, like, my first exposure was like the old campy, like Batman Forever and Batman and Robin movies, but Christian Bale definitely was like, I can still watch those movies over and over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it recently?
It's been a couple of years, but whenever like I start watching Dark Knight, I can just sit into it and finish it without worrying about it.
I thought you were going to say like the campy ones back on TV where it goes pam and pow. And I'm like, oh no, they were old.
Adam West ones. Yeah.
The relatively old Batman.
You said the one with the nipples. No.
That's George Clooney, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I'm old. We're old.
I mean, also the cartoons from the 90s.
Yes.
Those were like some of my favorite cartoons
growing up. Yeah, the animated film. Yeah, oh, yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Hypatia?
Yeah, I think I kind of agree. I think Christian Bale did a good job, but I think my favorite Batman is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman in the cartoons.
Yes.
And then he also did Arkham, like Asylum, Arkham, you know, all those Arkham City ones. You know, I really like those games a lot. That's what got me into Batman was those games. And I got to really see like the villains, you know, come to life.
Yeah.
So I would say Kevin Conroy.
I'm so looking forward to, I think it's called Dark Knights, right?
Mm-hmm.
The game that's coming out. After watching the Batman, I wanted to like start playing Arkham Knights again, but I knew that it wouldn't look or feel the same as how I remembered it. So I'm looking forward to something like that.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since I played those games, but even being able to drive around in the Batmobile, that kind of stuff is really fun. So, Jay, man, aside from his whispering, what did you think?
No, yeah, I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed the movie. I'd watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I think if we had watched it in a theater together, I think it would have been a little different. Because I was watching it just today and the day before, and it looks flat on the TV. Did you guys experience that? Like, did it look different on the TV? Or it's hard for you to
Didn't see it in theater.
You didn't see it in theater, but it looks flat to me, and I was like, wow.
Did you watch it during the daytime?
On your OLED? I watched it both.
You watched it? Oh, okay.
I watched it both in the day and at night, and it looks.
Put lights on at night?
Oh, yeah. So, are you saying that makes a difference?
Yeah, because in the theater, it's all dark.
That's true. Okay. All right. I am looking forward to seeing that actually go 4K.
Yeah, I don't know what HBO
It's not
whatever they stream. It's not 4K.
No, huh? No, it's not.
That's disappointing.
And it's on the PS5 too. Yeah.
Hmm. Does your TV have HBO Max on as an app? I would just use it that way.
Yeah. Oh, the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't try that.
Yeah,
that's actually a good point.
Because some of the PS5 apps, they don't do so well when you're watching it through your TV.
Okay, before we talk about some of these villains and the cast of the villains for the Batman were pretty impressive. You know, Colin Farrell, Paul Dano, and a little glimpse of Barry Keoghan. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but who was your favorite villain? All around, like all the movies.
Of all the movies.
Of Batman.
The favorite villain. I really like Catwoman. So anytime she makes an appearance, she's kind of a villain. She's kind of not. She's kind of an anti-hero.
Yeah.
Dances in between the lines. But I really like kind of any iteration of Catwoman. I think that would be my pick.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Joker's a hard one because there's so many.
Right.
But he's, I mean, definitely one we have the most data points for. And I'd say the Mark Hamill Joker is my favorite one.
Yes.
Not the Jared Leto one? Oh my God.
I think that would be the worst one for me.
Or I'm still a big fan of the Arnold Schwarzenegger Mr. Freeze.
Wow. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I don't think I remember. I just remember his character design.
I still like, was it River Phoenix? No, it was. The Joker, who am I thinking of?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix, when he was coming out of the asylum and he's pointing and the explosions are going off and he's wearing his gown and he has a freaking gait belt on. Did you remember that scene?
Or is that Heath Ledger?
I think it's Heath Ledger.
It's Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
I was going to say the same thing because he's intervening Two-Face and then he comes out. I'm like, hey, you know, I've never noticed that he's wearing a gait belt.
Yeah, he's wearing a gait belt. You know, it's like pink and purple with stripes.
So the gait belt was what we put on patients when we're assisting them to walk. And this fool's wearing it like a belt.
It's so goofy. Good attention to detail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah. So funny.
And you all know who my least favorite Batman is, but who was yours?
Probably Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I think so too. We also just don't have a ton of data points on him. Like, he didn't have his full movie.
I mean, yeah, Batman versus Superman.
I mean, but that's half. That's like 50% his movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
I refer to him as the fat Batman. I'm a fan of his.
Yeah. I really am not a fan of his.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't do. He didn't.
It didn't land for
me. No,
yeah.
Didn't give me a whole lot.
Mm.
Yeah, Jay.
I don't know. I just don't remember the other Batman back then. So they're not really, I don't know, I guess the nipple one? Maybe just the character design. George Clooney ones? I don't know. I guess.
Well, okay. So villains-wise in this The Batman, what did you guys think? Like, what did you guys think of Colin Farrell and Paul Dano?
The makeup job on Penguin or Colin Farrell was really good.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah. And the accent, too, because he's very like an Irishman like at heart, so... Yeah, that was really good.
I think if I hadn't known it was Colin Farrell when I watched it, I wouldn't have been able to guess. Like, it was incredible, his makeup.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I saw some pictures of him, and he actually, like, shaved his head to get that that look of that, like, called a kind of balding hair look. Yeah, I was, like, totally impressed with that. And, you know, we only saw a little bit of Barry Keoghan. And I am looking forward to the next The Batman.
You think he'll be in it as the next big bad?
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. I think he has a lot of potential because he's got the look, and you know, I think he has some acting chops there.
Was he the guy in the Eternals?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you had some news about The Batman, the second one.
Yeah, before I even came here, there was an article that released that The Batman 2 is coming out, and Arpats is coming, or, you know, reprising his role as the Batman.
There you go.
All right. Maybe he'll speak a little louder.
Team Edward. Team Edward coming back. Shoot. Any final thoughts there, Jay, with the Batman?
No, if you haven't watched it, go out and do it.
Okay.
Definitely.
Kevin, high patient?
Yeah. I'd recommend.
I really liked it. I think it was interesting because, like, she was telling me, because she watched it before me, she was like, oh, it's like a detective movie, but he's a bad detective in it. he's like, it's one of those movies where, like, if he's not in it, the plot plays out the same. Like, the Riddler basically, I mean, spoilers, I guess, wins a little bit.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, they're partners.
Because he's right? just chasing the wrong leads the whole time. So it's good, though. It's a cool, like, starter.
Well, how about the website? Like that didn't give it away? Was it It was Ratalada or something.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, wow. Interesting stuff. But you know what? The one person I really kind of enjoyed in that was Zoe Kravitz.
She's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, she was great in that. Yeah, and I thought that them working together, that was really good. I actually saw her in Saturday Night Live, and it was phenomenal there. She was hilarious. So maybe go on YouTube and check that out. And the Batman is actually still doing good in the theaters, and I got to put on these glasses to look. It is number 8. And in the box office, we have Fantastic Beasts at number 1, Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
That is holding up.
At number 2.
For a video game movie? That's great.
Just yeah. a FYI, Kevin loves Sonic the Hedgehog 1. Did you and see so the first? He wants me I did to see the first
one. I haven't seen the second one yet. But
okay.
It was a fun movie.
He keeps asking me, he's like, when are we going to watch Sonic the Hedgehog 2? And I'm like, stop bothering me.
Oh, then he's like, nope. I'll watch it on Beisha. That's his thing. I'll watch it with you. I still need to watch the Sonic 1. I'm a big Sonic fan when I was growing up.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I mean, on Sonic CD, like, I remember, like, doing some codes so you can, like, break the game and be supersonic. It was so sick. I mean, he turns yellow and he just runs, like, super fast and he's, like, invulnerable. Right, Bay? No? No Sonic?
I guess so. I mean, you know, I haven't seen it. I hear that. Who's the guy that plays the mad scientist?
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. I hear that he does a phenomenal job.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Yeah. Now, but he's also in the first one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just remember those boss fights in the game with the mad scientist, and he'd have always some crazy weird contraptions.
Yeah, some machine.
Oh, Eggman, is that his name? Mm-hmm. Eggman?
Yeah.
Do you hear yourself?
Have you guys seen Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Not yet.
I've heard it's really good. Yeah. Is it really good?
Yeah, it's good. Okay. It's good. It's, but it's not what you think, like, got the impression that it was like an action movie.
Yeah.
But it's more about, like, the relationship with the mother and the daughter.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil too much of that. I want Jay to see that too. And then after that, in the box office, you have Father Stew. I've never heard of that. Morbius.
Wait, Morbius is still in theaters? Yeah. I mean, I haven't watched it, so I can't really talk about it, but I'm just still surprised it's in theaters.
And I've seen it, and it, you know, you're not missing much.
It's good to know.
Yeah, you're not missing much. And Ambulance is at number 7, then followed by The Batman. I've never heard of it, of Ambulance.
No, it's that director that did Transformers with all the explosions.
Michael Bay?
Yeah. Huh. It's so great, you know it, Kevin.
Does the ambulance...
It's an explosion.
Man, we need Kevin here more often because he helps us with these names.
Wait, so, but the ambulance, does it turn into like an Autobot or something?
That would be interesting.
What's the name of that Autobot?
Oh, I don't know.
It's not Ironhide. Is it Ambulance? First Aid or something like that? Wow. So, you know, we are going to get to talking about Lego Star Wars. But before we do that, there's just some stuff on Twitter that I had to mention. And did you guys know that El Muerto is a new Marvel superhero?
Had no clue.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
No. Have you heard of Bad Bunny?
Is that a rapper?
Yeah, I think so.
He is. He is. I never heard of him. And he's this rapper, wrestler, actor that's going to have his own hero. He's going to put on a mask and be this super strong wrestler. And it got me to question, because like sometimes Sony, I don't know if they just throw out movies to throw out movies. Because, mm-hmm. like, you know, Morbius wasn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the Venom was good, mm-hmm. you know.
I think their best one is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, like I their love animated that series. Movie.
Yeah. And see, I don't even understand how that works, but why don't they just do a live-action Miles Morales?
Hopefully they do one eventually. So.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah. I mean, can you guys think of any other... I mean, if they're trying to focus on the Latin America or Latino American superheroes, a couple I looked up come to mind, and there's... I don't know if you guys ever heard of that comic, Nova. There was this... It was when I was a kid. It was a man called Nova.
Hmm.
You know the Nova Corps that are in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it kind of spins off of that. And I was always hoping they would delve into that with it showing up in Guardians of the Galaxy. But also, you guys heard of Power Man from Power Man and Iron Fist?
I haven't.
Okay.
No.
It was one of the Netflix shows, and Power Man was the really strong guy. But they have a variation of Power Man with Victor Alvarez, and he's more Latino American.
Oh, that's interesting. I never finished Iron Fist when it was on Netflix, but it's on Disney Plus now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that very good.
That was like at the height of when I was like starting to burn out of the Marvel shows for a while, so I didn't get to that one.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, same. Like I think just Daredevil, and then I think that was it. I dabbled in the other ones, like Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones season one was good. Mm-hmm. That's what I remember, and then I don't think I watched anything else.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any Marvel like shows that you guys would love to see on the big screen?
Well, if we're speaking about like Latino American like representation, I know one of the actresses in Multiverse, this Doctor Strange movie that's coming out, America Chavez is a Latina.
Yes.
So that would be great to see her do like her own show, spin-off. I mean, I don't know if also Moon Knight counts, but Oscar Isaacs is Guatemalan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he would be, I mean, he's already kind of representing, but he's also like British and, you know, maybe Egyptian. I don't know, but
yeah. Good. How about Ghost Rider?
Is that the Nicolas Cage one?
There's Nicolas Cage, right? I don't know what his background is, but there's a version with Robbie Reyes.
Yeah, he's from what's that? The show that was on ABC that was canceled because they're not part
of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, because they're not part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yeah. That sucks. Dude, that sucks, right?
Yeah.
You know, all the seasons, all of a sudden, we're just going to erase you.
If you're bad, we don't want you in the universe.
Sorry, guys.
Right, sorry. Sorry about that. Let's just skip over that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's do this. Lego Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga. And I had to say this. I was trying to figure out, do I go from number one or episode one or episode four? I started off with episode four. James, I know you finished it from beginning to end. Hypatia and Kevin, what'd you guys start with?
We start with episode one.
Okay. And if there were any reason behind that, just wanted to start from beginning to end?
Yeah. I think chronologically. And then I remember playing it, the original one, the, you know, kind of the 1-6, you know, non-remastered one. And I started off with one playing with my brother. So I think we just naturally went to that one.
And I think for me, I think that's the order I saw the movies in.
When really?
You were a kid?
Or I probably saw 1 and then 4, 5, 6 and then back to 2 and 3. But... 1 was definitely my first Star Wars movie. So
yeah, I think so for me too.
It feels right to me to start there.
Okay. You know what? Growing up, we didn't know that New Hope was number 4.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
Like, even though it was episode 4, right?
I know. Like, what the hell is this? Yeah,
it's on USA. Let's watch it.
And I was a kid. So what's this IV? Like, what's going on right here? Episode IV. And I actually saw that in the theater.
That's like, so awesome.
That's how old I am.
Did they cheer and stuff too back then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
We love that energy.
Mm-hmm.
right? And like growing up, Legos. I love playing with Legos.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have these specialty, you know, Lego Star Wars stuff.
Like Focus, do you have to make your own Falcon?
Oh yeah, we had to make it, and it did not look anything close to it. but if you know, you use your imagination, it was the Millennium Falcon.
That's right.
Right? Yeah.
Or the X-Wing. Mm. Did you guys play with Legos growing up?
Yeah, I still play with Legos. Oh. We went to a pop-up bar like a couple of weeks and we just like played with Legos and drank. But yeah, no, I have like my old Hogwarts Harry Potter set from when I was a kid. Cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's dismantled right now, but you know, whenever I feel like, you know, I don't know, therapy or just like to calm myself, I just will get the instructions out and like build something.
So you deconstructed it?
I know, it hurt me.
Whoa.
But it was moving from my parents' house to my current house, and I was like, I don't want this to break, so I'm gonna have to just...
Did you have the tool, or did you doing it like with your nails?
With my nails.
Oh my god, that's hard. That's hard. There's some pieces in there.
Or your mouth.
There's a tool? What are you talking about? There's a tool?
Like an orange tool. Like, you see it when you play Lego. Like, you'll see the tool there.
No, I just use, like, you know, my teeth. Or
a knife. Or a
fork. Yeah, I didn't grow up with a tool, bro.
Yeah, there's a tool. There's a specialty tool for it.
Yeah,
it's very impressive. It works really well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a little crowbar?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, interesting. Wow, what was your most?
Oh no, don't get me to Legos. I still want Legos. the last one what is the last one I built? Oh, it was Voltron. Ooh. I bought that Voltron one at Comic-Con 2 years ago.
Which Voltron?
Voltron, like the lion Voltron.
The lion. Okay, because there's the one with the cars too.
Oh yes, yeah. Lego. I don't think they purchased that one yet. But yeah, the Lion Lego, I purchased that. I do still want that, the huge Millennium Falcon, because I have the small one. But that one is like $800, and it's huge. It is big.
$800?
Mm-hmm.
Legos?
Yeah. I mean, like, I have a Batmobile, which is, like, it's up there, like, $200. I have two of those. I have the Christian Bale one and the OG Michael Keaton one. They're fun to build.
You say like Michael Keaton. It's of Michael Keaton?
No, Batman. Sorry, the Batmobile.
He really likes Michael Keaton.
Yeah, I like that guy. He's the best.
Well, you must have like the Beetlejuice one. Yeah.
You know, those portrait one looks cool too. The frame, like the pictures.
This is all new to me.
The wall art?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, it's like it's like photos of your family, but it's like of Marvel characters.
So it looks 3D then?
No? A little, I guess. And then like they have it for Disney, they have it for Star Wars, and they have it for Marvel.
Hmm. And these are Legos.
Mm-hmm. It's wall art. And then they also have those plants that look cool.
Wow.
Yeah, those are hard to find. Like during the pandemic, they're like sold out all the time. And then they have these huge stadiums that look sick. They're like $300, and that's why I don't buy them, because they cost too much. Well, they cost a lot. And then, like, where do you put these?
Yeah.
And they have a globe. No? They haven't seen these globes? It's like a full-on globe. You could, like, use it.
This is a whole new world, man.
It's great.
We should have just done a Lego. That's amazing. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, as a kid, played Legos too?
Yeah, but I was really destructive when I was a kid. So I like build it and I just like throw it on the ground and see it like burst. That was fun.
And then you see adults step on it and then be like in the worst pain of their life.
I'm not surprised.
No,
am I hearing that?
Yeah, no, no. Wait, that's bad. No.
I'm joking. Kevin?
Yeah, I played a lot of Legos as a kid. I also had the Hogwarts set. Other than, like, I had I had just a bin of loose Legos and, like, the boards that you had to make your own thing with. But then I got the Hogwarts set, the same one she had.
What happened to that?
I think my mom, after I, like, got old enough to put it in the closet, just, like, secretly moved it away.
Talk to your mom.
Got rid of it in the garage sale or something.
It was, like, as soon as it went into the closet. And it was out of sight. She's like, yes.
I don't have to step on these anymore.
I can throw this away.
isn't that crazy how you have this idea and you're like, oh, I think I'm going to go back to my old house and find my old stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my mom would say, oh, I threw that away years ago.
Gone, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Like comic books.
Ooh.
Oh, geez.
Mine would be magic cards. I think they were gone. Like, dude, these are worth a lot of money. Yeah. And it's Tux the Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's painful.
My red dragon. I forgot what it was called. The dragon.
Yeah, I went back looking for my Pokemon cards a couple of years ago when they started getting really expensive.
Right.
And it was like, oh, we got rid of those.
No!
But we kept your baseball cards because those are totally going to be worth money someday.
Wrong time, guys.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
It's why I'm a Pokemon.
Oh my gosh.
There's the gold ones. No. Those are my Mewtwo.
Wow. Pokemon cards, did you collect them?
No, I didn't. Okay. Unfortunately, I wish I really got into Pokemon. I think I was really into Street Fighter when Pokemon came out on the Game Boy. Yeah, my friends did play a lot of Pokemon, though. When I was growing up, one of my friends I'm still friends with today since middle school, he, like, steals some other guy's car. I'm like, dude, that's not good, dude. Don't do that.
He stole who?
Some guy's, like, cartridge.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that's not cool. I'm not gonna give his name out or anything. Not cool, dude.
Okay, so looking at the Star Wars Skywalker saga, what stands out to you as, like, my favorite Star Wars movie? I don't know if it'll always be this way because, you know, they're always adding to it. Was Return of the Jedi?
Okay,
yeah. What was your guys's?
Are we counting like?
You can go 1 through 9.
Well, so it's not including like the...
Yeah, because mine's probably Rogue One.
Yeah, I was going to say Rogue One.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I guess if we were to choose from the trilogy, you know, I'm surprised after watching all of it. I had high hopes for the latest three, but I think I would go back to Clone Wars. Playing it, you know, in Attack Lego of the Clones, form. You mean? Oh, sorry, yeah. Attack of the Clones.
How about you, Jay?
I do like Return of the... Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
So far, that's probably my favorite to play on this system right here.
Yeah.
Kevin?
It's probably Empire Strikes Back. I don't think the prequels are as bad as everyone says they are, but...
Jar Jar?
I love Jar Jar.
He's fun to play as a Lego.
is that... I haven't even seen that in the game. Is that fun or what? Or is it annoying? Do you mute it?
I think it's fun.
It's pretty fun. Like, yeah, I saw someone, because you can, like, go back and free play. They played the entire monology as just Jar Jar the whole
time. That's
funny. Oh, wow.
Does he have good combos? Because he can do unlimited combos with some characters.
He's pretty strong.
And like, he's got a lot of, like, well, he's, like, flailing his tongue around, which is kind of weird, but it's effective.
Oh, they don't give him a gun. He uses his tongue.
Yeah, he just, like, is
tongues
just...
out, like, lick a tongue for Pokemon.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, man. So this game, I'll say this. At first, I didn't like it. I was like, wow. And it was maybe because it started off a little slow for me. And I started on it on episode 4. And then I put it down for a little bit, and I turned it back on, and now I'm totally into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what got it for me was being able to do more than just, like, mash a button. Because that's what I felt like in the very beginning. Now, you know, don't get me wrong, there is some mashing to this, but now you can actually do a little bit of a combo and, you know, use the force or use a gun. So what do you guys think of the gameplay right now?
So what are you guys playing it on? Are you playing on PS5?
Yes.
Okay. So we're playing on the Switch. Are there just, like, obscenely long load screens and transitions?
Only when you first start an episode.
Okay. Because I'm really enjoying the game, but it's... And this doesn't normally bother me, but it's like every time you land on a planet, like you land on Coruscant in the beginning... And then it's like, okay, go to the Senate building. And then you walk, and then you go to a taxi, and it's another 20 seconds loading. And then you go into a building, and you go down a hallway. And in each of those, it's just like load screens after load screens. And it's just like...
You got used to the horizon light. You got used to the PS5 horizon light. Yeah.
And it felt like I bought it on Switch because it felt like something I'd want to play portable someday. But it's like really hampering the experience for me.
Jay, you notice the same thing on the PS5?
Not really. Okay. I did like from planet to planet.
Yeah.
I noticed like this blue bar. I'm like, oh, is that representing like when it's going to load up to the next screen? And then it would disappear like before the bar like ended.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, I totally understand. Mm. Yeah, it didn't really dampen my experience with it. But I could see like going back and then like every 20 seconds going from one screen to the next. Like, dude, I just went the different area and now it's like taking 20 seconds.
Like once you're...
And it took 10 seconds to get here.
Once you're in like the mission modes, like you're on a ship fighting it down the hallway or whatever, I think it's a lot better. I don't know if you'd say that. But like it's the open world getting from mission to mission that like it just really slows you down. That I feel like if there's a mode that you could play where it's just like just warp me there, it would help out a lot.
Yeah, okay. Like maybe like the older one that it just kind of took you like by screen wipe to the next transition. I like it. I think if I were to choose between the two, I think I would choose the older one just from like a nostalgic factor. I do think that this one's funnier with the dialogue. I think there's a lot of cool jokes. You know, Lego's really fun at making like the jokes and you know, taking something serious and making it really funny. I think the one complaint I have is, and this is just a more so recency bias, but we were like battling Boba Fett like in the asteroid field together, and it took us like, I felt like 30 minutes to just go through and kill him. Or to like go to the, not kill him, but go to the next transition. I was like, why is this so long? And it's a Lego game, you know?
It drags out a little bit there. Yeah. But I mean, I think it's like, it's a game I could see myself playing for a really long time to try to complete it. Because I do have a little bit of completionist tendencies. But just like trying to power through the main story right now. And I don't know. It's good.
Like if you're good at on the PS5 to get a platinum on that is like 90 hours.
Oh man.
Wow. This is like Elden Ring status. Cuz you can open up the whole game.
Yeah.
Like to free play. And when my cousin came over, he was playing that and just to get all the bricks and has these little mini missions in each planet. Each planet has a task for you to do.
You know,
there's a bunch of planets.
I got like one of those blue bricks, right? And I was like, oh, right, I got a blue brick, right? And then I see, you know, how many out of whatever, right? There's like 1,100 blue bricks that you got to get.
Yeah, dude, that's
you know, a those, I guess they're the magic blue bricks, right?
To level up your character.
That doesn't tickle part of your brain? That's like, I got to get that
100%. Right? I got 33 out of 1,100. Yeah, it's not happening. At least not this year.
So, Kevin, with each game, do you have that tendency to want to complete the full game? Is it if you like it, or is it just the game that you're playing?
It's only if... Well, it actually depends, because there's games I really like that I won't do it for.
Oh, really?
But there are certain types of games that I'll just absolutely sit down and ram my way through as long as it takes.
Oh, okay.
Have you platinum any games?
Let's see. I platinumed Control last year.
Wow.
And the first Horizon game.
Mm.
I'm trying to... Yeah, there's definitely... Like, a lot of the old platformers I would go through till I get 100%.
I was so hoping you'd say no. Because I haven't platinum again.
Did you play Returnal?
No.
Oh! Hey, see? Not everybody loves Returnal.
I think
you like that
game. Yeah. I think because it was just so divisive.
I think you really like that game. Honestly, it's arcade shooter, and it's platforming, and it's third person.
I think I think it does seem like a game I get into. I tend to, like... come to games a year late.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
So it's probably about the time that I would usually get into it now. But yeah, I haven't gotten into it yet. I heard it. I heard your reaction to it. Yeah,
I'm not a fan of it. And he's all talking about the co-op version.
Yeah.
I'm
waiting for someone to play. We're all stuck on Elden Ring. I'm like Mike G, you already got the platinum. Why do you keep playing? Oh, dude, he still played it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him online today.
I know. I'm like, you platinum it, you're still playing. Why? I mean, I understand why he has all these builds, and he's like, I don't know how many times he's new game plus that game. But it took Eugene like 295 hours to platinum it.
So with the Lego Star Wars, how many episodes are you guys into? Like, how far are you?
No, not far. Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, we're 1.5 episodes into it. We just started Attack of the Clones.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. I started with 4, and I'm just halfway through Return of the Jedi. And Jay's finished it all, but like thinking of our audience, who would you recommend this game for? Because it's obviously not just for kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you guys think?
We'll keep telling ourselves that.
I tell myself that all the time.
I mean, I'd recommend it for definitely any Star Wars fan, I think, could enjoy it.
Okay. Any gamer that is not too competitive, too, I think is really helpful. Like, I'm not too competitive for certain games, I feel, and I feel like, you know, it's very low stakes. If you die in a boss fight, you know, you just come back. You right. know, I think those are for those type of like casual gamers, it's a good game for them.
Now, you know, when you die and all your little
coins
drop off of there, do you have to get them all to get them back, or do you like lose an amount of it? Do you know this, Jay? Or
you lose them an amount of it because they'll start flickering and they disappear.
Okay.
You can actually go in the menus and like if you fall off a stage, you'll lose like those the currency automatically. You can go into the menu and just turn that off. So if you fall off the map,
I want to do that. I'm gonna keep losing my coins.
Yeah. Okay. You fall off, yeah. Okay. Most definitely.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't think they have an option. Like when you die, then you just have to pick them up.
Okay. And have you guys tried any of the episodes where you're flying or doing some kind of race?
Mm-hmm. You did pod racing for Phantom Menace, right?
Yeah, which apparently I found out, like, if you lose, they have all sorts of different cutscenes for, like, the different scenarios and stuff. So, like, they have one for if you lose and the game moves on.
Oh, so it doesn't let you lose.
Yeah, I guess. Huh. And, like, so we found out yesterday, like, we just forgot to get C-3PO in the first one. So he's not in our story.
He's just still on Tatooine.
Because we never assembled him. Like,
this is a different narrative on the canon. Yeah,
Well, my favorite part so far is in Empire Strikes Back, and when you are using, what do you call those, snow speeders or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you go and do that one scene where you wind your cable around the AT-ATs or the AT-ATs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really cool scene. And it's kind of interesting when you watch these little Lego things flying. It, like, you know, it looks fake, right? And it's going, it looks like almost like too slow as it's going through the air and stuff. But I actually enjoy it. I get a kick out of it.
Yeah, I like the flying in this game. It's fun.
Yeah, like using the Millennium Falcon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty cool, too.
Hmm. Or like attacking the Star Destroyers and all that. It's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got through that, too. That reminds me of an old... Do you guys ever play the very old Star Wars game that was in the arcades?
Yes.
Which one?
It's the one where you would try to blow up... It was the X-Wing, right? Mm-hmm. And you try to blow up the Death Star. Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
I don't think so.
Okay.
They put you in a cockpit and everything, so it feels like you're in an X-Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's just like these little controllers, and you go like this. And I don't know what it... I can't remember. It's like... the drawings of it, it was like... Was it like just kind of like Tempest? Remember Tempest? Was it like that?
Yeah.
There's just like, it was like just that. Like lines, mm-hmm. right? Right?
That's a great graphic back then.
Am I explaining that? Am I explaining that right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but actually, we're kind of aging ourselves. these youngins. They never
City
put quarters in their games.
Yeah, steal our money.
Well, any final thoughts with the Skywalker Saga, Lego Skywalker Saga?
I think it's fun. I think for us, it's a really good game. We like co-op games.
Yeah.
So
I definitely think it's worth playing and worth... I think co-op's a really good way to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I always have to use the... When I'm... one thing that's hard for me when I play co-op is that I can't find... Like, I play with Jazz, mm-hmm. and I can't find her. So I have to, like, look at her side of the screen.
I'm always behind two.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, where are you? And I'm like, jump around or something. Because I can't find her, and I'm trying to catch up and look at a little map and stuff. But co-op is always fun. But there's one thing that, and because I know Kevin gives us a hard time because we're not so much of the Nintendo faithful. Maybe that's a good term to use, but I wanted Kevin to chime in on some, and of course Hypatia too, some top three Nintendo games that we, Jay and Bay, have not spoken about.
So, have you guys had any Nintendo consoles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I had the NES, Super NES. Then I missed out on the N64, GameCube, and then I got a Wii U. What's the other one that
the
has?
The Wii, and then the Wii U.
Yes, I got the Wii U. I didn't get the Wii.
Okay.
That was hard to get. I mean, that was crazy. Like, grandmas were getting them for their kids and stuff. And then I got the Switch.
Okay.
Right, yeah, that's right. What it is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, so my first handheld was, like, the Game Gear. But my first, like, real console
Game Gear.
Was the N64. And I've had every Nintendo console since then.
Wow.
So I've just been indoctrinated since I was, like, a little kid.
But you got a Game Gear, so you were a Sega kid.
Yeah.
At first. That's where Sonic came from. That was, like, the first, like, one of the first, if the first, colored handheld, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I think eight batteries.
Batteries, like, double A?
No, it just, like, it had a bunch of batteries, but you would get, like, an hour of battery life out of that thing. You would just chew through them.
That's crazy. Wow.
But, no, that was, The Legend of Zelda is my favorite series of all time. So, Ocarina of Time, I don't know if you guys have talked about it at all.
Mm-mm.
That's, like, a perfect game.
That has Epona in it, right?
Yes.
What is this called?
Ocarina of Time. It was the first 3D Zelda game.
Oh, wow.
On the N64.
I don't even know how to spell that. Ocarina?
Ocarina.
Ocarina. Hey, Ocarina.
Sure.
Just sound it out.
It starts with an O.
No, so I've been replaying, because I, for it being my favorite series, I like haven't played a lot of the 2D ones, but I've played all the 3D ones, so I've been trying to go through all of them recently, and that's like still a game that I can basically do blindfolded at this point.
Dang.
But it's still just like instant relaxation, like takes you back to like, you know, 96, sitting on the couch, like reading the strategy guide.
Did you pick up on a snap?
I did.
That's a Nintendo thing. That is.
It's subliminal.
That's great.
Let's see what else. I'm trying to go another generation forward. Mario Odyssey was like, it's like five generations forward, I guess. Mario Odyssey was a really good one. You guys have talked about Breath of the Wild a little bit. But that's one that I put like 250 hours into.
Mario Odyssey.
No, Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild. The most recent Zelda game.
Okay.
I'm trying to think like what non-Zelda games can I talk about so I don't sound like I'm...
How do you play a game for 250 hours?
Do you
do it again?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that game has like... I didn't even platinum that game. Like, there's completion bonuses for like...
Well, like the seeds, right?
Yeah, the little seeds. Did you
get all the seeds?
No.
Dude, yeah, it's hard.
Do you know what happens when you get all the seeds?
I saw an article about it, but it wasn't very fulfilling.
Yeah, so there's this like these like tiny puzzles in that game where like nature-based, you got to solve something and you'll get a little like collectible. And if you collect them all, you get a trophy that's shaped like a pile of poop. And people were so mad.
Yeah, I would be one of them. There's like 250 seeds or something.
There's
something
like 999.
Never mind. Wow, I would get really upset. Yeah.
Oh my god.
People were like so pissed.
Yeah.
Because you only need like, I don't know, 100 of them to like max out your inventory. And wow. Like... People put like 1,000 hours into this game and they get a trophy.
That's so funny. That's such a troll move. Oh my god.
Oh man, that's crazy. That's crazy.
But yeah, I mean, other than those, like the Mario Kart series is just awesome. Yeah, yeah. Banjo-Kazooie is like probably one of my favorite games of all time. I don't know. What else do I talk about that you ignore me for?
What is that, Banjo-Kazooie?
It was another N64 game. It's like a bear with a bird in his backpack. I don't know if you...
It's a 3D platformer, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking like something like a Papa Parappa.
No, not quite. Music game. Similar. But it was like... That's like when I say like collectibles, like that's like the height of the craze of just like, let's just throw as many collectibles into this game as possible.
Mm. You played Diddy Kong Racing, as did I.
Oh, yeah. That's a good game.
If I were to put some of mine, I would say Cooking Mama.
I never got into Cooking Mama.
That's a great game. That's you cook with Mama.
Oh, it's like cooking with dog. Have you seen that?
Like Diner Dash or like?
No, like so when Wii was like just came out and everyone's like, oh my god, you can like control your movements and with this remote and it follows you on the screen. You can like just literally cook like a recipe.
Like cut stuff?
Yeah, cut stuff, and you have to like do it as quickly as possible, as accurately as possible. And if you didn't do it right, Mama would be mad at you.
Whoa, that sounds...
I don't know why I like punish myself.
Wow. Yeah, and I don't know if it's an exclusive anymore, but Untitled Goose Game. Have you guys played that?
Oh, that's a good one.
I've seen it. It looks funny.
That one's really fun.
Yeah, you just
it's like 5 hours long.
Untitled Goose Game.
You just mess with
this
people.
Is with on the Switch or no?
I think it started as a Switch exclusive. I don't know if it is anymore. Okay. But it's an indie game. It's like 5 hours long.
It's like you're a goose.
Yeah,
and just walking around a town, terrorizing people, like trying to steal their stuff.
Really? So for example, like the goose would come and steal your keys, bay, and you're like, "Where's my keys for my car?"
Oh wow! Oh, what's it called again?
Stuff goose? Like that.
Untitled Goose Game.
Untitled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And it's co-op, so you can play with Jazz. You can both be geese.
You know what? We should have had them on together before, because I was always like, I don't think I'll get a Switch. Mm. You know what? But you're telling us a good handful of titles right here.
Yeah, I mean, I really like the Switch. The portability of it's great, because like whenever we do get back to flying, like it's so nice to play on planes and traveling.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's reaching the end of its life cycle, though. Like if they're trying to ramp up for the next one. So,
can you actually watch like Netflix on there too?
No, I think you can. Like break it and do that, but okay. I don't.
They don't have the apps for it.
It's like very specific types of games. Like if you're into platformers, if you're into like some RPGs, but not like the full on Skyrim style, like big ones, then it's definitely worth it. But if you're not into that style, that type of game, like Nintendo has a very specific like design language, it feels like.
Yeah.
That if you're into it, you're into it. If you're not, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, they do have some JRPGs that I'm missing out on from Square Enix.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, was it Square, something Triangle Story or something like
Triangle
that.
Triangle Strategy?
Yeah.
I haven't played that the previous one.
Yeah, it looks like my jam, because I loved Final Fantasy VI and IV and, you know, those top-down, well, whatever, those animated looking RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
They look cool. But yeah, I think there is just too many games to play.
Yeah. It's also good for like, I mean, it's like it's very good for like party games, I think.
Yeah.
Like if you're trying to have a bunch of people over and you just want to play Smash Bros. Or play Mario Kart, it's like perfect for that.
Mario Party.
Because they are, I guess, exclusives. But like that type of game, I haven't found a good one for on PlayStation.
No, I don't think they have very good ones like that.
Is that from that Chocobo Racing?
Oh yeah, I saw that. I was like, interesting. I don't know if I'm gonna get this or not.
I think I'm gonna pass on that.
Yeah. I mean, they tried to do was that Smash Brother clone for PlayStation characters. I forget what it was.
PlayStation All Stars.
Yeah. Tried to get into that, but it was like different.
The SpongeBob?
No,
that was Nickelodeon.
Oh yeah, that one too.
PlayStation All Stars was like PS3,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a few years ago, and it was like just all their mascots trying to do a platformer fighting.
Yeah, it was different. They had Raiden and Prepper the Rappa and like some other characters. Sweet Tooth, I think he was on there.
Okay. Upcoming games. And I showed you guys some of these games. Is there anything there that all of us are looking forward to trying to play? I am looking forward to, and it comes out tomorrow, Vampire Masquerade, and partially because it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Trek to Yomi, that is side-scrolling black and white samurai game.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that for sure.
Yeah, and I think if you pre-order that one, it's a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, for $2. I think it's $17.99. That's crazy. Versus $19.99.
Yeah, yeah. Another one for me, Evil Dead the game. I remember that movie, and that's gonna be good. I hope it's gonna be good because as I remember the movie, it has this. It's a weird genre of horror and comedy. Yeah. How about you guys?
I don't think I've heard of any of these. I've heard of Vampire Masquerade from like some other review podcasts I've listened to, but I don't know that I've heard of any of the rest of these.
Okay. Jay?
I think just going beyond the list, I saw a preview of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ooh, nice.
That looks sick. It looks like back to the arcade days.
Okay. Yeah. And is it on the PS5?
I think it's going to be on most consoles.
All right.
So, yeah, I can't wait for that.
Is that the remaster of the old side-scroller one?
It really looks like it.
Okay.
But they added more modern abilities.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can play as April O'Neil or Splinter, and then the rest of the four turtles. It looks cool. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Cool. Jade, I know I skipped over some gaming news.
Yeah.
And I did skip over some of these previews we were talking about with the trailers of Doctor Strange. Are you guys looking forward to watching Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiverse?
Absolutely.
Got tickets for Thursday next week. So
is it already next week?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
It's crazy.
It's already May.
Because we're going to fly out soon, so... I was like, we got to watch this before I get spoiled by social media.
Yeah, and you know what they do? They make these like the fake promos.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that for Spider-Man.
They did.
Yeah. Yeah. And they faked me out because I was looking at it. I'm like, what the heck? Tom Cruise? Yeah, they had like Tom Cruise. And there's like a lot of talk of him being Ultimate Iron Man in the, what do you call it, Illuminati or something they have in this multiverse. But they full on had his face in the Iron Man suit. And I was like, whoa, what the heck? And
why do they keep doing that?
I know, right? totally freaked me out. And then they also threw...
freaked you out? God, you don't like it.
I don't like Tom Cruise.
That's funny.
Well, I tell you this, if he was in there, you'd have a shirt off. Or
he's the real Iron Man. The true Iron Man.
Well, and then they also had... the actor that played Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman.
Thank you for being here. They had Hugh Jackman.
The other Iron Man. Yeah, has a shirt off.
I know, for real, right? Yeah. I don't mind him so much because he sings good. All right. Well, Jay, am I missing any content here as far as like stuff coming out?
So with the PlayStation, they're doing VRR. So that's variable refresh rate. So they're adding that finally. Hi, Patricia. You play on PC. Do you have a PC that or a monitor that does that with G-Sync and all that?
Do I? You got me the monitors for my birthday.
I don't think so.
Okay, then no.
I got you cheap monitors.
They're curved, which I like.
All right, there you go.
So this, like, if you notice on some games, you're playing like on 60 frames, and then you pan the camera, sometimes it'll stutter. So basically, it just gets rid of that, so it's nice, smooth transition.
Okay.
So it enhances that. And it's going to be for certain games. I know they said like Horizon and some other game, I forget. But then you could turn it on automatically for other games. So I'm interested to see how it looks like on Elden Ring. Because that does have like frame pacing and it slows and slow down at times. What else? I think they're doing, they're in talks of doing a remake of The Last of Us.
Really?
Yeah,
which one?
Number one.
Yeah. On the
PS5. From the ground up.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
No? Yeah, well, how do I have like...
I haven't charted and I haven't finished that.
Yeah, but this is different though. It has zombies and then it has like modern takes on The graphics probably look like Last of Us Part 2.
Maybe if they redid it all and like kept story? Joel alive.
No, he is alive. This is Part 1.
Still sad this about is part Joel. One.
He's okay. alive. He's alive.
All right.
Did you guys play The Last of Us?
No.
I've seen gameplay of it, though. I think it's a cool story.
Yeah. I got it as one of the PS Plus games, and then I never ended up playing it. I just had too many in my library.
So, Kevin, just on your gaming history, what games did you play as a kid besides Sonic and Mario?
So in my neighborhood, I had the N64. My friends up the street had the PS1, and my other friends had the Dreamcast. And
oh wow, I had all.
Yeah. We never went to his house.
No Dreamcast.
No. But no, I mean, so I definitely like N64 was like one of my first, like, I guess, real games aside from like the old like backyard baseball and like those computer games, like the point and click computer games and stuff.
Minesweeper?
No.
Chess.
Although I was pretty good at Minesweeper. No. No, I was really into platformers. I was really into like the collectathon games. I did spend a lot of time at like the arcade and playing like the side scrollers up at Nickel City.
Nickel City, yes. Did you play any fighting games?
I was no good at them.
Okay,
but I did play them.
Yeah,
I had a friend.
You were not good at them.
Yeah, she was really into them, which I learned in college when we met.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm pretty good.
I know, representing. I got Tekken right over here. I got King shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just like very, like various, like, I never got into like the first person shooters. Like,
yeah,
I
same.
Never did like the Halo games or the Call of Duty games or any of those until Mass Effect was probably like the first like over the shoulder shooter I've ever played.
Yeah, just probably because of the RPG elements, yeah, the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kevin and Hypatia, thank you for joining us on this episode of Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers. Jay, any final thoughts?
No, other than be kind to yourself and be kind to others.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And join us next time for Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers. Bye.
Bye.